on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
2012. Do you remember what you were doing 5 years ago? In July of 2012, what was happening on the coast side back then? City seeks payback for Beechwood loss. Half Moon Bay prods insurers to pay $5 million. Half Moon Bay officials believe they could recoup as much as $5 million lost from the Beechwood settlement through an insurance policy that expired some 20 years ago. At the May 1st City Council meeting, City Attorney Tony Cannati announced Half Moon Bay would argue in legal arbitration that the old policy should pay back a portion of the Beechwood judgment. Park officials prepare taser report for release. The National Park Service is still preparing a report dealing with the Ranger's use of an electronic taser on a dog walker at Rancho Coral de Tierra property near Montera. The incident sparked a groundswell of support and public outrage, particularly among the close-knit dog-walking community. And Young Actors Workshop's Write a Hit. New Young Actors Workshop play remembers Ari Nagar. The production will be performed as a guided improvisation theater inspired by the late Young Actors Workshop founder Ari Nagar. This year's performance will take place at Cameron's Inn in the Cameron's Outback area. Now for a little history in the making for my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. What a great 4th of July parade we had this year. Certainly didn't rain out our parade. Weather was perfect. Crowds were huge. Music was great. Horses behaved themselves. Entries were entertaining. One of the new features worked out great, keeping Main Street closed to vehicles until 3 p.m. This allowed strolling after the parade ended, visiting shops, partaking of the barbecue put on by the Coastside Adult Day Health Center, sipping mimosas and wine offered by the Half Moon Bay Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Bureau. It was like a good old-fashioned block party. Bands played afterwards. The Fault Line Band, my good buddy Steve Lambley, it was great. And a big thank you to our infamous sit-down marching band during the parade. You do such a great job. You've been doing it for, I don't know how long now, probably 30-plus years. I only heard one negative, and I'm sure that problem was not brought on by locals. Many attendees have learned to line their parade route with chairs, observing the correct boundaries for safety. Apparently, some visitors encroached on the route and actually stood in front of the folks sitting in chairs, obstructing their views. The other issue is one of safety, namely parents keeping their children off the parade route. Hopefully, we'll not have to resort to barricades, as some of the large parades do. So let's keep all this in mind during our future parades. We need good parade etiquette, which is much of safety issues as we can do, as well as good manners. Happy 4th of July to all of us and to our nation. It was a great year this year. The Summer Olympics are held in London, England, and the top three medal-winning countries during the 2012 Games are the United States, China, and Great Britain. U.S. swimming, Michael Phelps becomes the most decorated Olympian of all time after bringing his medal count to 22 at these games. Here at home, Gunman opens fire at midnight screening of The Dark Knight Rises in Aurora, Colorado, killing 12 and injuring 58 people. The shooter, James Holmes, is captured by police and awaits trial. The Space Shuttle Endeavour has its final flight on top of the modified 747 aircraft touring across California for a 4.5-hour flight before landing in L.A. International Airport. The Space Shuttle Endeavour had 25 total missions and traveled, are you ready for this, 123 million miles before its retirement. From the shuttle programs, after landing, it was carefully transported into a permanent home at the California Science Center to be put on display. How much do things cost in 2012? Average cost of a new home is $263,000, or you can rent one for $1,045. Loaf of bread, $1.88, and a gallon of gas is $3.91. In popular music, this singer-songwriter and musician won the 11th season of American Idol, and a few weeks ago with this song, which was shot to number one on the adult contemporary charts. Here's Phillip Phillips with Home.
Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road. And although this wave is stringing us along, know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home. Settle down, it'll all be clear. Don't pay no mind to the demons, they fill you with fear. The trouble, it might drag you down. You get lost, you can always be found. Just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
This singer-songwriter came to prominence in San Diego at a coffee shop scene in 2000. In 2002, he released his debut studio album and has been a success ever since. Here's Jason Mars with the top 10 favorite, I Won't Give Up.
When I look into your eyes, it's like watching the night sky or a beautiful sunrise. Well, there's so much they hold, and just like them old stars, I see that you've come so far to be right where you are. How old is your soul? Well, I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up. When you're needing your space to do some navigating. I'll be here patiently waiting to see what you find. Even the stars, they burn. Some even fall to the earth. We got a lot to learn. God knows we're worth it. No, I won't give up.
I don't want to be someone who walks away so easily. I'm here to stay and make the difference that I can make. Our differences, they do a lot to teach us how to use the tools and gifts we got here. We got a lot at stake. And in the end, you're still my friend. At least we did intend for us to work. We didn't break, we didn't burn. We had to learn how to bend without the world caving in. I had to learn what I got and what I'm not and who I am. I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up.
What year will the time machine stop at next week? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.